Joe's Need to Know News coming in hot and fresh this morning. Let's start out with this. The first trailer for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood dropped yesterday. Tom Hanks, so excited about this, stars as a television personality, Mr. Rogers. The movie tells the story of a jaded and cynical journalist who's assigned to write a profile piece for Esquire magazine about television icon Fred Rogers. Now, along the way in the movie and in real life, Rogers shows the reporter how kindness and empathy can leave a lasting impression on the lives of a stranger. And when I heard this, the opening part of the trailer, I'll just give you a little clip, I got goosebumps.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
Oh, man. And just watching that, you need to see the trailer. We'll put it up online to search for Joe's Need to Know News. I am so freaking excited.
He sounds just like him.
Tom Hanks, I'm sure there's other ones, but can you name a better actor at just... You recognize the face, but he takes on these characters, and each one is so different and so unique. I think he's got to be one of my top five actors.
I think he's like America's number one actor.
Well, Liv is putting him right up there, the number one, not even thinking about it.
Everyone agrees about that.
All right, let's talk about the outrage of the day. That could be a new segment. Outrage of the day. What's somebody mad about? Macy has pulled their novelty plates that measure food portions by these categories: skinny jeans, favorite jeans, and mom jeans. Like, it has like a ring and it gets bigger and bigger. Let's see. After a person complained online, they went to Twitter. It's a science reporter and podcast host. Watch out. Was walking by, I guess, Macy's in New York City when she saw the plates in a display window. She, quote, couldn't believe that she saw a body-shaming message, especially for people who struggle with their weight or have eating disorders. She tweeted the company to complain. I guess just a few hours later, they apologized for having missed the mark and said they'd remove the plates. Is that really that big of an outrage?
I don't think so.
I know that. I guess that one's targeted towards women compared to guys. But, like, if they were to have one, like, I don't know, dad bod, blah, 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 like, different types of, like, levels of thickness for a man, I wouldn't be offended by it as a guy. Like, I think it's cute and, like tacky. You know what I mean? It shows you a little food portion size.
I don't know. I mean, it's a little off mark. I just think that people just get so outraged by anything these days. And it's honestly surprising how many companies, like, at one hint of outrage, they're just like, yeah, no, like, they surrender, kind of.
I know. Even me included, it's like, why is my opinion if I don't like something so important? It's not.
It's interesting where we are these days.
But we do have photos. Before they pull them, we'll put them up on the Joe's Need to Know News blog so you can see them. All right. Pork Chop or Liv, have either one of you guys ever gotten food delivered from, like, Grubhub or one of those places?
Yeah.
Not an actual delivery place, but
absolutely.
One of those?
Absolutely.
I actually have not.
Okay. Do you ever feel like your food's, like, light or it's missing something? Like, you ever have something missing in the order? Like, you're like,
yeah,
wait,
I've
I don't
had
have
that
as,
happen before.
I don't have as many French fries as I thought I ordered here. It seems kind of light, and you get mad at the store.
Yeah.
Well, it might be your delivery driver. About 21% of delivery customers worry the driver may be nibbling on their food while they're driving. Some 28% of drivers say they were unable to resist taking a bite. One in four drivers admit in this survey that they've taken a bite of your food. This is a study conducted by a distributor called US Foods. It brings to light a lot of concerns about the service that transforms, you know, the restaurant business of them delivering it to you. The report shows a percentage, 17% of people, of consumers who use a third-party delivery service have a gripe about, you know, how hot the food is and when it arrives. Other people at 16% say, you know what, the food's late. And a lot of people say, like, for late, it's like 40 to 60 minutes late. That's why I don't order that stuff, because if it's that late, it's cold. You know what I mean? Like, it's all funky and nasty.
I've never had anything come, like, cold or, like,
you
that
haven't?
Cold. No, never.
Okay.
And also, like, that's why, like, I wouldn't order fries from anywhere, because, like, I feel like that's an easy thing to pick off from. And normally I, like, order, like, a lot of salad, so I'm like, I know no one's going to, like, try to pick off of that. They don't want to eat lettuce.
No kidding. Like, what if somebody was like, ooh, I love my veggies, and they eat all Live with the Web Girls salad? That'd be kind of funny. And finally, in there they say incorrect orders and, I guess, they neglected special requests. I hate that. Like, I'm not really picky, but, for example, I love me an Italian nightclub from Jimmy John's, but I'm like, bro, no tomato. I don't want tomato on that. And then when I see a tomato on there, I'm like, really?
Maybe that's because they're suggesting you should have a tomato on it. Like, maybe, like, you should get.
But what if I'm allergic
to
tomatoes? What if I can't have a tomato?
Well, I don't know.
Then I'm going to die.
Are people allergic to it? I didn't even know people could be allergic to tomatoes.
Yeah, people are allergic to tomatoes.
Well, one time I said no queso and put a bunch of stars next to it. One time when I ordered Qdoba,
so they gave
I ordered
you extra?
Yeah, I ordered a taco salad and they literally drenched the entire thing in queso. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to eat this. I think it was DoorDash, I think, or maybe Postmates. And I complained. And I called and I submitted like a complaint into their help center.
I want to talk to your manager.
Yeah, because I'm like, I literally can't eat this. And I spent like $18 on it because their delivery fee was so high. And I never heard anything back. They never reimbursed me or anything like that. I literally just had to throw it away.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And finally, I think this, honestly, the more I learn more and experience life, I don't think this is necessarily something that went viral. I think it's something that was planned marketing.
Okay.
Popsicle is bringing back the double pop. I remember I had that as a kid. After a huge demand for it on social media, they started a campaign on Twitter after Justin Bieber, he tweeted out and wrote that the Double Stick Classic was no longer available in stores and that him and Scooter Braun were kind of bummed about it. So Popsicle said that if they could get 100,000 retweets with the hashtag bring back the double post, it would return the Popsicle double pop to stores. Well, guess what? Of course, with all the believers, they reached the goal and they announced that the double pop will be in stores again soon, but didn't give a date. I mean, this is obviously, we step back and we learn, this is just a big marketing thing between Popsicle and Bieber, right?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
And normally I'm super woke on all this kind of stuff. Like, I'm like, oh, that's fake. Oh, that's not real. Oh, this is like an ad. But I truly don't think that this is one. I think that like he's so weird. And also I don't think any company would want to tie themselves to Scooter Braun right now just because of all the drama with Taylor Swift. So the fact that Justin Bieber included Scooter Braun in this like tweet, whatever, I don't think that a Popsicle company would do that. Also, what is the double stick? Double pop?
It's two popsicles like side by side. Google it. Your life's going to be changed. Okay. See, obviously, you've been living a life that has not been fully fulfilled because a double pop is legit, Liv. It's like one popsicle with another one right next to it.
Double pop. I'm looking it up. Oh, okay. Okay, I know what that is.
Okay, see, now if I ever had any social media clout, which I really don't, you can follow us, Radio Now AM Show, and my social media is Joe Pesh Radio if you want to hop up on that train. I would totally partner up with McDonald's secretly and be like, oh, the McRib's here. I love the McRib, and it's only here seasonally. I could eat that every...
You talk about it? Like at least once a month.
I want to be a brand ambassador. McDonald's, if you're listening, Joe Pesh here. I want to embrace and represent your McRibbiness.
I don't know if I could ever try it.
Get that barbecue sauce in my beard. Oh, Liv.
Ew.
I'll take you out to a fancy time. We'll do that.
Okay.
That is Josie Dino News. See all the video, all the stories we talked about, and the pictures online. Go to our website and you can check that out. Also, we'll put a swipe up link on our Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show.